Okay, so obviously I've had IRSH for 2 days now, excuse me. I've been playing with it extensively this morning since I've been up, and last night, playing with my phone doing various things, and I guess now I'm starting to see a lot of bugs that I was positive before. I was optimistic. I'm still optimistic because I'm an optimistic kind of person. I'm glad I did install iOS 8 still. I don't, I'm not going to say otherwise because I am glad I installed it, but I can definitely see a lot of more bugs than I did before. I just tried to audio FaceTime a friend before, and it went to video and it didn't give me a choice. Although I wasn't in the FaceTime app, I was in her contact, so I clicked on FaceTime because that was the only option, and I thought it would then give me video or audio FaceTime, but it just straight away defaulted to calling by video. So I tried to hang up and I really couldn't. Even locking the phone didn't work, and I'm like, oh no, I don't want it to answer because it means that it's going to be more data for her because she wasn't at home, and I was annoyed. Anyway, so I eventually somehow hung up and she rang me back. Audio FaceTimed me back. And so, yeah, that was a bit disconcerting. And what else then happened? Oh, little other things have happened. Like, I notice now when you're swiping right and left, it seems to be a bit more sensitive in relation to adjusting whatever you're on focused on with the router. Like, it, I guess with my previous iOS versions, it was a little bit more forgiving if you were might have been on a slight angle, but I noticed this is more sensitive, and that's annoying because I often change my speech rate when I'm trying to flick right and left. Okay, what else? I honestly can't think offhand. Just little tiny things are more sensitive, or things aren't sensitive. Sometimes I double tap and it doesn't work at all. It doesn't, you know, do anything. Things like that. Things either are too sensitive or not activating at all. Had a good FaceTime chat to at Night Jake and at Blob. At Bob in the Black Boots for the first time. And yeah, and Wendell. I chatted to Wendell as well. And she chatted back to me too, which was nice. and what else? Yeah, I paused it and can't think of any more off the bat. Just, as I said, little tiny things. So I do hope Apple fix them in, or at least most of the really annoying ones in the next update. Oh, yes. Now I remember. I noticed also when answering and ending calls, my music or whatever I'm playing starts playing, and it's very annoying. Yeah, but all this is leading up to, I listened to an audio book from Irish Storm, her latest one. She's probably a little bit angrier than me about iOS 8. I'm not too angry. It's annoying. It's inconvenient. And I can imagine it would be quite annoying. It would be more annoying. I would be as angry as her, I'd say, if I used a Bluetooth keyboard which I do use a Bluetooth keyboard from time to time, but not a lot, to be honest. And I don't think I'm going to even bother using a Bluetooth keyboard right now. Because, as she said, it's very, and as others have said, it's extremely buggy with Bluetooth keyboards. Now, she made some interesting points, of which I want to. I do agree. As she said, I believe, or I wonder, I should say, if Apple has tried to release too much at once. They got the iPhone 6, the iPhone 6 Plus, which, of course, the differences in the iPhones, probably those iPhones wouldn't be too great. But you know, there's probably slight difference. Well, there's obviously the screen difference and, you know, and therefore some differences. Not too significant is probably what I meant to say. And then they've introduced the Apple Watch and various other things that they've been introduced on the launch day last week. I wonder if it's too much that they tried to release all at once, because now, as someone else has pointed out that I've read, voiceover tends to get left behind a little bit. I don't know if there's as many bugs for sighted people trying to use the iPhone. I rage or not, but then I shouldn't comment because I don't know. My dad's got my 3GS, so at the moment he's not updating. He can update, but when he gets my iPhone 5 next month, he'll be able to update. Well, he won't have to update. It will just have iOS 8 on there. My mum has got my old 4S. I don't think she'll update because she doesn't like change. So she'll try and keep the iOS for as long as possible. The old iOS. So, from a sighted perspective, I don't know how many bugs they encounter, but, you know, it would seem to me like VoiceOver is getting a little bit more forgotten about. And Irish Storm also pointed out that it's a surprising that the beta testers hadn't reported some of these bugs, or maybe they had. But they just hadn't been addressed. I mean, who knows? I really shouldn't be talking without knowing facts. And I apologise, guys. But this is just my thoughts. I just wonder, my contemplations, if you will. I just wonder whether VoiceOver has been a little bit neglected. Because I remember a couple of iOS's back, there were bugs that were constant within a couple of iOS updates. And, yeah, they didn't address them. So I hope that we're not going backwards. I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be. I'm pretty sure it's not deliberate to isolate the blindies, because after all, they were the first to adopt this accessibility thing, and I'll always be grateful for that. You know, it was Android that followed on from Apple, from Apple's example. So I think it's probably just not deliberate. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, honestly. I get a bit disheartened, excuse me, when I read comments on Applebee's about Apple not caring about us and all that. So, yeah, that's my devil's advocate there. I get a bit disheartened also when they when they flame Apple as much as they do, because of what I just said, that Apple was the first to embrace accessibility. And I mean, who can't be grateful about that unless you're just such a pessimistic person? It's not funny. So yeah, I all I can say is, you know, I'm certainly happy I've got iOS 8, and I'm just hoping that the most annoying bugs will be ironed out very soon. By the way, speaking of Apple stuff, I got an SMS before, and it said that my iPhone 6 had shipped. And it said something about the 23rd of September. So I forget what date it is today. I think it's like the 18th or 19th or something. Let's see if I can check. No. That's not going to let me check my status bar. Okay, because I'm curious, I'll go over to my trusty computer. Oh no, 9:31, I know that. 20th of September, so they reckon I'll get mine by the 23rd. How awesome is that? Now I'm going to do, just because I'm basically wanting to experiment here, I'm going to see if I can read the text message or get to it while I'm still recording. Hang on. What? Don't tell me I deleted it. Oh, that's a bit stupid, isn't it? That's ridiculous. Why did I delete it? All right, get up here, Joy. Come on, quick. Okay. Messages 17. Oh, that's bad. Oh well, that's good to know that I've deleted it. I was going to let you hear the date. Why didn't I delete it? I have no idea. Anyway, so I'm going to get my iPhone 6 on the 23rd. So, yes, that's good news. That's like Wednesday. Very, very good. Oh, well, I'm going to go now. Stop rambling. I will record again a bit later because I plan to make some risotto in my Thermomix. And even those who don't have Thermomixes, that's totally okay, because you would cook it. I think arborio rice. I believe you would just cook it in the pot for a lot longer. Although I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to make risotto later, so I might record. Then, I'm not going to say that I will be able to tell you how to do it non-Thermomix style, because I've got a special Thermomix book where it tells me how to make it in the Thermomix, so I'm sorry I can't be a help there, but I will record anyway, just for the sake of it. So, sorry about my rambling, I was only really, you know, giving you my thoughts and stuff. Okay, bye bye.